Three forces are behind our new station design: our rep, the planner, and the builder. Our station representative is Harvey Morrison. He laid out to me, Paige Browning, the significance of this project.
I serve as the owner's representative for Spokane Public Radio on the renovation here at the firehouse. I was a bit dubious to start with as far as that this was going to be the right building for him, but I'm a believer now that it's going to be a phenomenal place for radio. I served in a similar role to this on the Fox Theater when that restoration was done. And so I'm pretty cognizant of the need to protect the acoustics whenever possible. And I think we've got really good design people working on this. Acousticians, probably the best acoustician in the West Coast, giving us advice on how to make rooms soundproof and function well. So I have 100% confidence that this is going to turn out really good. The thing I like about this kind of work is that the people working on it all feel a different sense about that this is really something of value, that they really like the challenge on this, and they like that it's going to be a good thing for the community. These guys, they really take some pride in it. One of the unique things is going to be that we've retained so much of the exposed brick in the building. And in the performance studio, everything about that performance studio is going to be mind-blowing to people, I think, because it's going to be big enough that you can actually have people come in and see a decent lecture performance of any kind. And it seems as if the acoustics in there are going to be really good.
Rolling.
Well, it's two fire stations. There was one that was built early in the 1900s, and then the east section was built about 7 or 8 years later. And the newer part of it is really a pretty sound old building. It was built for fire trucks, so the first floor is all concrete. On the west end, we had to do a lot of structural work on the foundation just because they didn't pay much attention to those things back in the early 1900s. But it's stood up for over 100 years, and it's really a very sound building.
That was our station representative, Harvey Morrison.